ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Don Kranzer. Maseches Eruchin is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. David Siegel, L'Zchus Refuah Shleima, Aryeh Chanoich Ben Reizel, and Malka Kreindl Bas Reizel.
Maseches Eruchin, Daf Yud Ches. The Gemara in the bottom of Yedzayinim Abayz says that if you darshin by Eruchin Vimdalhu, that he has to eat Badalusim with Chilose V'yad Seifei, so too by Eidus, we should darshin who ate at Sheikoshim with Chilose V'yad Seifei. And the Gemara says, Avad, that's not true, because we learned that if you knew Yehoyele Yedele Be'edus actually Nasech Chasim and Nasech Chasnoi, Bikech v'nischarech, Betuch v'nistamo, Shof v'nishtat, there is a puzzle. If you saw Edus or knew Edus when you were still kosher and then you became puzzle, B'shasta Agodus Edus, the din is your puzzle. When Avad Yedele Edus actually Nasech Chasnoi v'nasech Chasnoi, if you knew Edus, you saw Edus when you were still kosher, and then you became posel, and then v'akach meisa nafidches meisa bitoi, or pikech v'nischarish v'chaz v'nispakeach, patuach v'nistimo v'akach v'nispateach, or shofi v'nishtate v'chaz v'nishtafe, kosher. And the Gemara says, zeh klal kol shtchilosi v'sefi b'kashru is kosher. So you see that we don't darshan v'hu eid ad sheh kosher v'tchilosi v'atsefi. It only has to be kosher b'tchilosi, Bishasta Riyas Eidus, or Yedias Eidus, and Bisoifi Bishasta Hagodas Eidus. Tchilos Vesefi Bikashris. The Gemara says, Shani Hosom Domakro, Oiro Im Loyagid, Riyav Hagoda Tol Rachmona. It's Tol, Idafkin Riyah and Hagoda, and not to be Koshim with Chilosoi Vead Soifi. Dachrenim Claire Shiloh, that it has to be, you have to be a Kosher Eid, Mitchilosoi, which means Bishasta Riyas Eidus, is the pshat that you have to be at the time of the Riyas HaMaisa kosher le'edus zu, or, and if you're not kosher for this edus, then automatically you're disqualified, or it's not totally in being kosher le'edus zu, b'shas Riyah, it's totally in being a kosher aid or a posel aid. Rabbi Chanan Kevit Shurim in Babasrin Ois Tovchof Aleph brings from the Rishbam that the Lashon Rishbam of Tchilosi Bekashis is that we're in b'shas Riyas HaMaisa ye kosher le'edus zu. You have to be at the time of the Riyas HaMaisa kosher le'edus. So says Rabbi Chanan, the fee this time, even if you were a baldovar b'shas de'riyah, we did not have a new Hashem eid puzzle, just that you weren't able to say eidus, you're not kosher le'eduzu, you already would be disqualified. And he says that this is totally in a machlokes in the sugya of Basra on daf mem gimel. He says also that the Gvuras Ari, he brings from the Gvuras Ari and Makis, that's nistapik, where the psul is als choshud l'shaker, and then after you did tshuva, if you also would have the problem of being tchilosi of psul. So l'chayr, it's tali. If you hold that the din of tchilosi of psul is, if that you're not royal le'edus, you can't say edus be'edus zu, already you're not kosher, even though later you'll be royal le'edus b'shas hagada, since at the time of the re'iyah, you were not roy, that's already called not tchilosi be'kashris, and you're not kosher for an aid. So even in such a case, you wouldn't be able to say Eidus later. It had to be Royal Agoda, B'shas, the Riyas Eidus of Adi B'Pasol. You weren't Royal Agoda. But if the pshat is that the only way we disqualify you is if it's not, if you don't have on you a Shem Eid, you have a Shem Eid Pasol, and the B'tchilose B'shas Riyah, so that, like for example, Nimzakar V'Pasol, so in such a case where you the psul was just of Choshel L'Shaket, the psul wasn't because you were Pasol B'etzem, maybe there wouldn't be chesaron of Tchilose B'Kashris at all. The Achrayim want to bring a Raya from our Sugya, that it must be that the Yisayit HaDover is not that just you have to be Royal HaGodas Eidus. It has to be that you're Pasol Eidus. The Raya is because the Gemara says as a Havamina that you'd have to be kosher le'edus mitchilose v'ad seifei mamish, from the beginning till the end, the entire time, mitchilose v'ad seifei. Now, l'chayra, there's no reason why in the middle you should have to be kosher. It's not the Re'iyas Eidus, and it's not the Hagodas Eidus. So mechet heise, you should have to be kosher mitchilose v'ad seifei. What's the emtza? What's the middle? The middle is not a chelik of either not the Re'iyas Eidus and not the Hagodas Eidus. It's neither of the two. So what's the havmin of the Gemara that you have to be kosher with chilose v'ad seifei? Elamai, what the Gemara means is that the Yisayit HaDover is when it's chal on you Hashem eid. That the havmin of the Gemara was that b'shas re'iyah, when you see the eidus, it's chal on you Hashem eid. And if it's chal on you Hashem eid, so you have to remain an eid the entire time. That's the havmin that in between you'd also have to be kosher in order to have Hashem eid. The Maskanas HaGemara, we learn out that it's Dafka B'Shas Re'iyah V'Agoda. The pasuk says, "Ayro im layagid," and the Gemara says, "Beriyah v'agada tali rachmanim milsa." Everything is tali in the Re'iyah and Agada, meaning that all you need to do, all you need to have in order to be qualified to say Eidus is to have a Chalais Shem Eid b'shas Re'iyah and b'shas Hagada. And Mela, we don't care if you're a Karev Apostle between the Re'iyah and the Hagada. It's the Yafus is in the Etzem Maisa Eidus to teach us that the Eidus is Re'iyah and Hagada. That's the Eidus, and you have to be, have a Shem Eid b'shas Re'iyah and a Shem Eid b'shas Bishas Hagada. Lefizeh, if you have a Shem Eid, Bishas Riyah, but you're not kosher Lamaiset Seidus, then it could be there wouldn't be a Chisarin of Tchilosoi Bikashris. Lechaira, this din that we're speaking about, that you have to be Tchilosoi Bikashris, Sefer Bikashris, is also Negea, the Halochin, in the Gemara, Sugin, Makis, Nafheim, Ebeiz, and Vav Meralif, if Nimtz Echon, Me'edim, Karve Apostle, the Halochi is, the Eidus is Bottle. So now that we're understanding the Pashas Sugya, that the Re'iyah is a chelik from the Etzem Eidus, so then if one of the Eidim will carve a puzzle, whether b'shas the Haggadah Eidus, or b'shas the Re'iyah of the Eidus, and also the Eidus will be bottle. Now the sugi over there, Makis and Davav, really the Chared, this is totally in Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. In the sugi Davav, Rava says that the din of Batlei Dusin is only ba'ifin that they were made Techidei Dibur. That means the din of Nimtz, and he says also the din of Nimtz Echem and carve a puzzle, Batlei Dusin, is totally in the Shas Ha'agoda. Then the Gemara brings that Rava said that Shnei Achen Shiro Bechet Shaharigas and Nefesh. So you have to check them and ask them if they came to say Eidus. Then if one of them is a Karav or Apostle, they do Eidus is bottle als Nimtzech Min Karav Apostle. If they say Lemechzika also, they only came to see, they didn't become Eidim. So then it's kosher because like Gemara says, the Lavach if not for them, Mayasu Shnei Achim Shiro Bechet Shaharigas and Nefesh. But you see that it's totally in both Re'iyah, if they, at the time of the Re'iyah say this, they're mechaven lahoyed, then the psul of the din of Nimtz Echem and Karvi Apostle Dusan Betel applies. And if at the time of the Agoda say this, one of them is Apostle, the din would be Nimtz Echem and Karvi Apostle Edusan Betel. So this halacha is Bishas Hariyah and Bishas Hagoda. But Taisis over there, the Maslam of Rava asks in Rashi that understands in Rava that Rava said Vushidu Kum Sech the Dibur is going even Legabi the Din and Nimtz Echem and Karvi Apostle. He asks that from the Hemshech and Gemara is Mashma that it's totally in the Re'iyah and not in the Goddess Edis. L'chay, we could say, we just explained that the din of Nimtz Echem and Karvi Apostle is totally both in Re'iyah and in Hagoddess Edis, in both. And mainly you have to have that it shouldn't be a Karvi Apostle by both. So the Gvur Sari in Makis is Miyashir Tais. And he says, Taka, according to Rashi, Avada Ba'achas Mishte'ela Gomre Dusan is either if they were Machavan Lahoyed B'Shas Riyas HaMaisa, even if they weren't made at all, or they were made even though they were not Machavan B'Shas Riyas HaMaisa. Which means that the Gvur Sari understood in Rashi that, like with the Pashas of our Sugya, that the Maisa Eidus, the Eidus is either Riya and the Haggadah. And Memel, the din of Nimtz Echem and Karvi Apostle, Dusan Betela, is Bishas Re'iyas Ha'edus, and also Bishas Hagodas Ha'edus. Both, it's totally both in Re'iyah and Hagodah. Sheet Satisfis is that it's only Bishas the Re'iyas Ha'edus you have to have that one, there shouldn't be a Karvi Apostle. That the Hagodah we apostle, if they made and take more than the Kedeg Dibur, is because the Ha'edus was started already Bishas the Re'iyah. And when they saw Bibas Achas. That means it's clear that Din of Nimtzach Karve Apostle Bishas the Re'iyah alone, not Bishas the Haggadah. And Mele, if Bishas the Re'iyah, they didn't see Basachas, even though they made Basachas, then you wouldn't say it's Botla Edusam. And also, Bishas the Re'iyah, they were not craving Bishas the Haggadah, they were craving, it's not Botla Edusam if you have Kosher Edus, because Shitasim L'Cher, it's totally in Shas Ariyah. The Gvur Ariyah is Mistapik, then maybe even according to Taisvis, it's totally Bishas the Haggadah also. Lamaisa, there's the Gilin Hashas is Mitzayin the Toisim Sanhedrin Daflam and Aleph that says Inami Le'Amina Nimtz Echem and Karvi Apostle El Bebo Bas Achas Teche Dibur the Oz Chashivi Edus Achas, which is Mashma that the din of Nimtz Echem and Karvi Apostle is totally in their coming to Bezdin, like Medakin Loshen and Rashi, the Sheets of Ritvol like that, and in Makis is also that it's totally in B'Shas Avol the Bezdin. That's how he learns. If it's totally all mshas havol bezin, if they came to bezin and then that's when then it's tarif. And if you find one of the edim of korban posan, the whole edus is bottled. But if they don't come to ma'id and bezin, just come the ri alone. That's not mitzarif them. It's not nisal the edus. Even though the pashta sugi lachayra is mashmet totally in ria and hagodah. And Allah and Shulchan Aruch and Chayshim Mishv Sim Alam involved, two sheets are brought down. The Yeshem, that it's totally only in Re'iyah, that for Shas Re'iyah, the Mechavan La'edus, and then it comes out that the two Edim, Mechavan La'ed, were craving, the Edus is bottle. And the Yeshem, the totally be Re'iyah Ve'Hagod, it's totally in both. If they saw the Edus, and if Mechavan La'ed, it's not enough to pass unless they also were said Hagod as Edus. Those are the only two sheets that are brought down in Shulchan Aruch. In summary, Shita's Rashi is that Din Nimtzechah ben Karve Posel is totally in Re'iyah and Haggadah together. Like the Pashat of Sugi, that you need to have a Chaloy Shem Eid. The Eidus is both the Re'iyah and the Haggadah. And that's the second day in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Lamed Vav. And Shita's Tatois is that it's totally in Re'iyah, like the first day in Shulchan Aruch. The Achrayinim are just Ma'ir, that how could you say that it's totally either in both Re'iyah and Haggadah or only Re'iyah L'chudei? L'chayah, the Sugi and Sanhedrin of Mem Aleph speaks about if one of the Edim and not was tested, you do Chakiris and Drishis, and is any Adeh B'Chakiris, the din is it's Batla Edis Kulon. Or the whole Edis is Batla, it's Nimtzech Mekar V'Apostle. L'chayah, even if the whole Stepsul is only B'Shas the Haggadah. So L'chayah, you see the din Nimtzech Mekar V'Apostle, even if it's only b'shas da'agodas edus and not b'shas da'riyas edus. And kahena other kashas na'achreinim and a different way to miyashid yishaylas. I just want to mention a yedudik ha'ara, that the Gemara says, pikeach min ischarish, but pikeach, and he became deaf-mute. Deaf, the ischarish. The Rishbam of Babasra says that it's talking about dafkin ischarish, but not nishtatik, not that he's not able to talk. Because if he's not able to talk, then he just can't say Eidus. It's Pshita. But the Rabbi Chanan in the Kavitz Shurim Babastra within Daf Ois Tov Chav Beis asks in the Rishbam that Adraba, it's a Kolshkein. For sure Nischarish Mamish. If Nishtatek alone is possible, then of course Nischarish is possible. Nischarish, even if it's a deaf mute, it's a Shaitel and called Terakula. So the Bukhan explains that the Rishbam is coming to say an opposite chiddush. He's saying that nishtatek is not a psul. Just bepoil, he has no koyach to yumagid because he can't talk. The Brais is talking about psulim. So there's a big nafkamina because nischarish mamish, that's a shaita, has a psul. It's possible, besides it can't speak, it has a din of a shaita and it's a psul edus. Mashenkein nishtatek, bepoil, you can't say edus. Because he can't speak, but not that he's chalin of Hashem psul. And the nafkamina is the gabi the opposite, the gabi the din of tchilosiv psul. Nishtatek wouldn't have a chisar of tchilosiv psul, because nishtatek is not called apostle. There's no Hashem psul in nishtatek, just bepoil, he can't say edus. Mashenke nischarish, where the tchalin of psul be'etzem, so there's a din of tchilosiv psul, even though now it's not anymore nischarish, now it's able to speak. Once it was chal Hashem psul, it's chosar in the din of tchilosiv psul. It's a shaita mamish, and mashenke nishtatik. But Zotra Balchanon, lefizet, if that's what the kavanah of the Rishbam is, that nishtatik is not called tchilasi psul because it never had a shem psul, that's only if you understand the din of tchilasi psul, like we said, mentioned earlier, it's totally in the shem eid, posul. And if it has a shem eid posul, memela, even though later it's kosher, it remains posul lahagid. Mashenkin, the feed away, it was mash from the Rashbam, that the Yisrael Tchilosi B'Kashris is not that it has to have a Shem Eid Kosher, but it has to be B'Poyal Royal HaGodah. So what's Nafgamina that a Nishtatek is not Chalin in Hashem Psul? Lamaisa wasn't Royal HaGodah. And if it wasn't Royal HaGodah, Shem didn't Tchilosi B'Psul also. So Noibazoi, there's no Chila between Nishtatek and Ischarish. Lamaisa, the Rishash Takim Abbasu also takes on like the Pashas of the Rashbam over there in Kuf Chav Ches, that Nishtatik is not a psul, it's only Chisar Mepoel. But Kiyadua, the Ktsois and Sim Mem Vav, and the Nesivis over there in Sim Kon Chav Gimbal, they speak, they have a tzad that Elim is a psul aguf like a Suma, and it is Takap Apostle. And not like the Shach, Yidua said that Elim is not a psul aguf. But the Chayr, this should be totally in the Shah of Nachrenim, and what the din of Tchilasi Bekashras is. Another aura, a little further, the Gemara says, what about a chasnoi? That if originally was posel, he was yedei edus ashlei nasa chasnoi, v'nasa chasnoi, and then achkach meso bitoi.
So Tosis points out, Amesa Bita is talking about Bishain Banim Limbitoi, that there's no, the daughter does not have any sons. Why? Because Makmina Lahochik Rabbi Yehuda, this Rabbi Yehuda holds Hayachasna. If you had a son-in-law, Mesa Bitoi, and your daughter died, and Yeshla Banim Emenu Hariz Ekariv. If you have grandchildren, then it's still considered a Kariv. Mainly Banim, Ain't Zekariv. So since you want to say it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda, so therefore it's speaking about Dafka Ain Banim Lebitoi, because there would be Banim Lebitoi, so Mesa Bitoi alone would not take away the Psul Kariv of Chasna. Chasna would still be considered a Kariv. The Cheshik Shleim is Ma'erer, the Mechatesa, we have to say the Gemara is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe according to Rabbi Yehuda, you attack a need that it should be kosher with chlosi v'at soifa, and the Brice is not like Rabbi Yehuda. And fakert, if anything, the pashta Brice is, that doesn't mention anything about ein leibonim ebitoi is mashma that we're going not like Rabbi Yehuda. So why did Tosis take on for Dover Pasha that it has to be like Rabbi Yehuda? And then he asked the kasha, if it's like Rabbi Yehuda, then, and not asked the kasha, and then Tosis mefarish that since it has to be shtim with Rabbi Yehuda, we must be speaking about ein banim lebitoi. Otherwise, there'll still be a psul of karv. Maybe the Brice is not like Rabbi Yehuda. The Cheshek Shlema answers a gevaldik teretz, a meridiki yisoid. He said that Gemara was muchach to learn that it's going dafka like Rabbi Yehuda. And that if there's bonim lechasnoi, that is still a kariv. Why? He brings the tumim simin lamedalit, sivkon chavches, brings a shitza mordchai that talks about a psul of negias. He says the halacha is that if the aid apostle, because negias, there's no din, it has to be trilosi v'sefer bekashris. Why not? Says the Mordechai, because biyodei lahachshir atzme miyad b'shas riyah aydei siluk. Since at the time of the riyah, it's possible to make yourself ois negeya, not anymore negeya. So there's no din of tchilosev sef bekashrus agam b'shas ma'isa you were negeya, b'shas tagod you're not negeya, avad you can be made. He says whatever is biyodei, there is no dichui. The Tumim asks in the Mordechai that if that's true, that whatever is biyodei, there's no dichui. So any kroivis, any psul korev that comes through Kiddushin, for example, Chasnai, is also biyodei t'machshir yourself through Gerishin. Minatari you can megarish bal karchoch. If minatari you can megarish bal karchoch, how could there be a psul of tchilosai bepaslos by a korev that's ayidei Kiddushin? It's possible it's biyodei t'misakin, and whatever is biyodei, there's no dichui. And you see from the Braisa, they have to have tchilosai v'seif bekashis even by Chasnai. Zokdei l'cheshe shleima, that itself was the hechach of the Gemara to say that we're going in the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, that holds that if there's yesh lebanim lechasnoi, then it's still a kariv. So memela, it's not biyodei to take away the psul kariv ayidei gerishin, because even if you're going to divorce, even the chasnoi would divorce your daughter, but you'd still be kariv to the chasnoi if they're abanim. So memela, that's the Brice is speaking about. At the time of the Riyas Eidus, he had banim imena, so it's not biyodei to misalik ayidei kurvai through a get, because he has banim. So you have to say that it was, and what does the Brice mean that actually it became kosher? The Banim died, and afterwards Mesa Bitoi. And then you have the psul of Tchilosev is Sefer Bekashris. So the Mela fees the Cheshman of the Cheshik Shleima, the Brice had to say it's going according to Yehuda, in order to avoid the Kash of the Tumim that said that if the Mordechai, there should be no Chisar Tchilosev is Sefer Bekashris by Chasne, because Yehuda take away the Kurva. The fear of Yehuda, it's not Yehuda take away the Kurva. It's like their Banisham takes it away, Ayidei Misa, so then it was taken away, and then, so the din of Tchosev Sefer Bekashris applies, and that's the case where you can have a Tchilosev Psul and Sefer Bekashris. Lemaisa, other Achroinim answer the Tumim's Kasha differently, and they say you can't compare taking away Negias to writing a get and getting rid of Kurva. Taking away Negias, it takes a very short amount of time. Or maybe if you're a Rosh, you have to take tshuva, but you could do that immediately and be still be considered an Eidah, even at the time of the Eidus. Mashek and Gerishin is Mechusak Siva and Asina. You have to write a get, you have to give the get till you do it. V'nig Maria say Eidus Ipsul, that's not called Vu Eid B'Shas Re'iyah. That biyode is not enough to say that it's Tchilosi B'Kashras, it's Nochsan Tchilosi B'Kashras. Mele, if that's true, if the Cheshm, if you're Mechalik, then there's no Hechrach anymore for the Cheshm of the Cheshik Shleim, but to say that the Brisa had to hold Dafka Lefir of Yehuda. The Gemara continues, Ve'ela Ve'hu Lamali. What are you darshan from Ve'hu by Eidus? The Gemara said, look, the Nisanya Roh, Sia Shabni Adam, a group of people, Oimdim Ve'eda Ve'nehen, Ve'omar, he says, Mash Bi'atni Aleichem, Im Yoidim Atam Li'edish Tovi Te'yuduni, Yoch Yuchayavin, also Dinah Shuas Eidus, Tamlem Ve'hu Eid, Vare Lo Yichad Eidav, you were not Miyachid Eidim. Yoch Lafila Omar, call me, Tamalem Vahu Eid, Var Yichad Eidov. Rashi and Rabbeinu Gershom learn that in order to miyachad edim, you have to mashbia only the edim. The Reisha, the reason why it's not called yomiyachad the edim is because you said aloshtem mashbia any aleichem im yoidim atem li edus, which means you mashbia all of them. If you mashbia all of them, so they're potter because you were not miyachad any edus. In the safe, when you said kol mishia de edus, Rashi says when you were miyachad the edim, chedeya edus ani mashbia loyach those shara lishbia ela edim, says Rashi, you miyachad the edim. Although you spoke to a crowd and you don't know exactly which ones they are, but he's saying that those that know Edus, those are the ones that are miyach, those are the ones of the Edim. So you only miyashbia those Edim, you miyach, that's called the Yichud, and therefore you're chayv. In the Rambam, in Perek Tes, Mechushvus, Alocha Tes, the Chur is mashman exactly the opposite. The words of the Rambam are, Ketzar Oma de Beis HaKnesses Vom Mashbia Ni Kol Mi Sheyeda Li Edus. Anybody knows me Edus, Sheyove V'yoed Li, the onu kulam amen, the edav bichlolam, the edim that are that know tak edus are within that group. V'ach kach tov edav a kofer boy har elu peturim mishvus edus. This case is not considered yichad le edim. V'mnei shle yichad edav b'shvuv v'nei atzman. Because although you began when you started to call me shiyed li edus, but and your edim are included in that, but you were not miyachad edim. You were not mashpia directly your edim b'miyuchad. And since you are not mashbia, you are edim b'miyuchad, so therefore it's not called yichad le'edus. Fakert when Rashi said, and the Rambam continues, avlim av mashbia ni kol oimdim kan. Whoever is here, shim yodli edli edus yavi edli vayu edim bechlolim. So here clearly you mashbia all of them, including the edim, but you mashbia them directly. You didn't say a vague comment of whoever my edim are. Whoever knows edus, I mashbia. You mashbia all those that are oimdim lefanav. Because you were miyachad the edim, you were mashbia also more than just the edim. You don't have to mashbia only the edim and nobody else, but you were clearly miyachad who your edim are, and you mashbia clearly your edim. You also mashbia those that are not your edim. That would be considered yichud edim, exactly if I cared from the chayyur what Rashi and Ben Regeshim learn. In the next Gemara, Ovi meis v'niach le'riboy asherhu. How come the Gemara didn't bring a tzad to say that he's an usher because the father was miniach loy chayvois? Let's say the father had many halvois biyad achirim. And they say it's poshut because in such a case, if he'd have halvois biyad achirim, avadi's an usher. The mois are really belonging to him now, it's just mechusir gevaina. If let's say a person's a businessman and all his business has to do with loans, and at the time when he's ma'arach v'yad acherim, at that particular time he lent out the money, he's not considered an usher, he's owed the money. That's considered an usher, just as mechusar gevayna. What's interesting is, then in the next Gemara, the Gemara says, Om Rav Chizik, what about the svinos b'yam, or bole b'rivois, oshu, Om Rav Chizik answered, k'shois mucheres muskeres v'yad acherim. Aye, what about the schiris? The Gemara says, schiris ein mishtalemes el lebesoif. There's a shach in Choshe Mishpat, in Kuf Chaf Aleph, that brings B'Shem the Ritva, that even if Schir is the enemy, Shalem is Elo B'Soif, but he still chayv the Ahava from right away. It's just Ki'ilu, it wasn't Magid, it's Man HaPiroin. So Ebazoi, what is it more answering that Schir is the enemy, Shalem is Elo B'Soif? Lamaisa is still chayv now. It's still, it's Ki'ilu, it's Ahava, it wasn't Magid, it's Man HaPiroin. It should be considered an Osher. L'Choyra. Also, the Achrayim bring from the Kunshas Sfeiks in Klal Zayin that says the Machloikis Yeshna Schiris Mitchilu Batsoif or Einal Besoif is only by a Schiris Poil. Like the Gemara brings in Kiddushin by Schar She'esi Imcho, but by Schiris Karkois or Metalton, knows the Gemara in Kiddushin over there speaks about that you want him a Kaddish Isha by Schar She'esi Imcho with the fact that he's going to do work for him, he's going to be like work for her, he's going to be a Poil, and that's totally in Yeshna Schiris Mitchilu Batsoif or Einal Schiris Ela Besoif, whether it's considered to be Mekaddish Milva or not. But schiris karkois from metaltlin, as soon as you make up the schiris, it was the schai of the whole schiris. The schiris the yaim is memkeru. So what's nafkamina if it's kainel lechalutin or kainel leshana lechayra? It should be considered like alva, and then memela is shad of din of an osher. Another aura is on the maisei choshev that the gemara says a tepek lei mishum svina. They were answer man rebel yezer he the stand rebel yezer oimei my ikra nes neit samdei vechamer nes nechamayrei. The Chayra is a tzais in Sim Reshit Aleph, so cotton days that brings from the Yamsha Shlema. In Babakama Simon Lame Gimel, a shaylev the maskir could be magdish the metaltlin that he rents out. He says that the Yam Shlem takes on that the maski can't be makdish the metaltlin because of Rabbi Yechon's din kidua that ma beisir b'shusav kol b'shusay. And so it's not b'shusav maski. If it's not b'shusav maski, so then he can't be makdish it. The Tzai speaks back, and the Tzai says, no, it is b'shus ha-maskir, and that there's a shayla if some dvarim ha-niskorim, schir is usually a memkel yoyme, the shayla is if that gives it a din to be moitzid b'shus ha-maskir, and we know the maskir can't be magdashit, or we say, no, that it's still b'shus ha-maskir. So to Maisa Choshev, l'chayr of it's mucha not like the Amshe Shleimah, because Svin is metaltlin, and it's muskar. If you consider it not b'shus ha-maskir, that it can't be magdashit, for sure he can't sell it either. So what's the more is kash of a table name shum svina? But if it's not birshusais, and then he's considered only by sashoy, even though it's eventually going to come back, it's not any different than of goises. So what was the more is kash of a table name shum svina? What could the bailam do with the svina? He can't sell it. He can't magnish it. It can't be claimed as part of his assets. And the mela, it's not a reason why he should be considered an usher. Lefi this solcher, it's muchach. Alcher, it's mash minali the amshe shleimah. Then you have to say that the maske could be magdashit, like the Ketzoy's tainus, that it's still considered b'shus ha-maskir to be magdashit. In the next Gemara, after the Mishnah, Tana Rabbanan, Ata ekshesu damim le'erchin, margolis le'kalim, v'lidim v'chvoidoi. Yochel nakish erchin le'damim, shidin g'shas nesina, tam le'im le'kerekecho, ken yokum. Einen noisin el b'zman ha'erech. In the first halacha of margolis le'kalim, so Rashi Mefarish, that it means, that somebody said, erke olai, he's marech himself, and he's an oni. The kohen comes to marechim, and he has a margolis that's worth a diamond pearl that's worth 30 sloim. So we don't say that if you wait until you bring it to the krach, to a city, it'll be sell for much more, he'll be able to buy for nun sloim, so he has a shem asher. We don't say that. We say that ein lehegdish el mekoyme yoshaite. His mokim right now, where he is, and the time, that it's the margolis sells for lamed, so he has a din of an ani. Rashi says, if he say the value of this margolis, I would donate to the Beis HaMikdash, ain't shaman oisol if he mecher a krochem, you don't evaluate according to what it could be sold in the krochem, if he mecher oisol shav oisol makim. It's evaluated according to that place and that time. The Biskrov in the Ksavim is medayik Rashi that he was mechalik between erchin and damim. When it comes to erchin, he said that the person said erki olai. And the question was, does this margolius need, we evaluate the margolius according to a place that it has a higher price, and then he would give him a din of an ashir, or according to mekayim v'shaite, mele you have a din of an ani. Because an my erchin is nidin behesig yad, so it's yitachin to mefarish like that. When it comes to dumb, there's no nafkamina, legabi hesig yad, and therefore Rashi is mefarish by dumim, that when a person says margolius, to the Beis HaMikdash, you evaluate also Mekayim V'Shaita, but not that it affects that the person has a din of an Ani or an Ashir, it means that that's the value of this Margolis. The Rambam is Mefarish Margolis Yilam a little differently. The Rambam says in Hilchos Erchin Peragim Aloch Yates that if in the Nichsi HaMarich he had a Margolis, that if he be Malamah complaining, he'd be worth more, you don't say have to wait until you bring it to that place. You evaluate according to where it is over here. So the Rambam does not bring it down to Gabi the din of an ani that's nidim hesig yad. The Rambam brings this halacha to Gabi collecting hegdish. You have a ned at the hegdish. You have to come to the nichsei hanoider or the nichsei hamarach and collect. And the question is, how much is this worth to deduct from his chayv? According to the Rambam, it's talking about the Balabais wants to go to the krach and he wants to sell it for a higher price. And that way he'll be able to pay off the gizbar with more of his chayv with this margolis. And that we say, ein hegdish al mekayim v'shaitoi, that since it's worth only lamed over here, that's the amount that hegdish takes. Well, according to this, you don't have to explain that dum is speaking about oimid mei margolis alai. Because both by dum and by erchin can say the same shot, that somebody owes money to hegdish, and Hegdish takes from him according to Mekayim V'Shaitein. They don't wait to go sell it in a better place or a different time where they can get a better price for it. Both have the exact same Pirish. Mashenkin, according to Rashi, it's not the same Pirish because Rashi is learning that Magarlos the Kalim is about being done as being nidden as an Ani and not being nidden as an Oshim. Now, the Mishkov is also Maisif that the Ram is Lishitosei that the din of Dam is only in Dmei Adam, not in Dmei Behema. But in Rashi, you see that Dam Malai is not only in Dmei Adam, you have that din of Nidrei Damim also for Dmei Behemo or Alai or Dmei Chefetze Alai. Also, the chayr, the ikin akuda of the way Rashi understands, is that Makgolos the Kalam tells us that we only are dan according to Mekoimai Vishate. That is the Shavis and that is the Shuma. It's not necessarily the same din that Tosis had brought Legabe, a person we'd more earlier, somebody who's a geis, and if he dies, then he'll bequeath to his son a tremendous amount of money, and that son maybe will have a din of an usher. Over there, it's not a question of being the Shavius is according to the Shasa Shuma. Over there, the question is to wait to see, to give him a din of an usher. There is no Shavius over here. You have the Magolis is Nidain, the Shuma of the Magolis is according to what it's worth here in Mekayim Mevashaitai, and not anywhere else or any other time. And also, it's not daimit to the Tesefta that Tosfos brought earlier in Zayin Beis that if a person doesn't have any money, we don't say that he has to borrow money or get a different job, because that's also, he's not mechuyev to go ahead and do a pe'ula to make himself into an usher. But over here, we're just being done the Shuma. The Shuma is mekayim v'shaitei. That's the value of a chefetz that you either are mekabeling yourself to give to Hegdish, or that's the value of chafatzin that Bezin's going to collect is according to Mekayim v'shaitei. The next Gemara, Yochel Nakish Erchen Ledomim Shiiten Kishas Nesina. I would think Erchen is like Dom, do you give Kishas Nesina? Tam Lemir Ke'erkecha. Rashi learns that by Dom, it's Dabra Poshet, do you give Kishas Nesina not at the time of the Neder, because you evaluate him Ke'evan and Nimke B'shuk. And if he says Dom Yalai in Tishrei, and he comes to Bezin and Nissen, so Rashi says, how do you know how much he was worth at the time of the Nether? So you only know how much he's worth now, at the time of the Nesina, when he comes to Bezin. Tosfos asks on Rashi, and Tosfos v'tema, masvaro huzet, why is it a svaro? Why should you say that he was worth more now than he was worth then? And if what happens if I care? What happens if you see that he's very shvach, and then he was a giver, he was very strong, so he was worth much more at the time of the Nether, so why should Hegdish lose out? The Biskrov declared in Rashi, what did Rashi mean to say? That since we can't tell what he was worth at earlier, we only know what he's worth now, so therefore, Balkoch, you have to go bus to Shas Nesina, because we don't know. Or Rashi holds, Avada des Alocha, that you go B'Shas Nesina. Rashi is just telling us that the Hechrich, that des Alocha, you go bus Shas Nesina, is because you don't know how much he's worth. So it can't be that the Torah is just not giving you a guideline how to evaluate him. It must be that it's not just a Svara Ba'alma. Now, if Rashi understood it's a Svara Ba'alma, so then Tosis is a Gevaldik Akasha. If it's not a Svara, you don't know how much he's worth, so we can make an Umdan how much he was worth at the time of the Nether. Well, let's say Taka we do know. If we Taka do know, then he should have to pay more. But if Rashi means to say that it's a din that you go bust Shas Nesina, because since normally it's Shavi is not Yedua, so therefore the Torah is Mechayev to go according to Shas Nesina, and Rashi is only being Mechiyachit Misvara, Akarcha, that's the din. So Melik, Fanfates is Kasha. Even that's why Rashi held that it must be Shas Nesina, because Misvara, there's no other way to touch up exactly how much is worth. Because the Gemara says Yochel Nakish Erchin Ledomim, that he should give Kishas Nesina. That means the Havmina that Ben Erchin also you give according to how old he is at the time of the Nesina, not how old he is at the time of the Erech. In other words, his Erech is according to the Shas Nesina, not the Erech that he was according to the Shas that he actually made the Nether. Now, if there's no Alocha in Domim, then you have to give Kishas Nesina just because our Chisorn Yediyah, we don't know how much he was worth at the time of the Nether. So then even if you make Hekesh Erechon Adamim, but Erechon Yishzich still go bust the Shasa Erech, because that we know what he was at the time of the Erech, and that's not totally, that's not something which is fluctuating, that we know. So Mechatesa, that if we make Hekesh Adamim, then it should be Kishas Nesina. And Damim, there's no Din B'Shas Nesina, it's only because we don't know. So Mechatesa Erechon should have that same halacha, that it should be according to the Shas Nesina. Elamai, it's muchach, even according to Rashi, that when the Gemara held Nakish Erchon Ledomim, Dom is B'Shas Nesina, it means that Mesuim Dikadin that you go bust B'Shas Nesina. And Melech Zahav Minav Tov learned Erchon from Domim, that Erchon also, you should go bust B'Shas Nesina, and his Erech should be evaluated according to how old he is at the time of the Nesina, and not at the time when he made the Nether. So Al Kach Lefi Rashi, there's such a halacha that it's B'Shas Nesina. Rashi is saying that the Svar is Mechiach that din. The Ma'isa Tosfos argues on Rashi, and Tosfos says, "Kachay merid ein zu svara." That's not what's mechiach the din. El shum raya mikra yesh by it. It's a pasuk. And Tosfos also tells too the Gemara later, "Davchof meis hanider leitnu ayarshim." If the nider dies, you don't give the yarshim or give fish. Ain't dumb lemeisim. Says v'mhoya tam misvar dazina basin asina. If there's a svar, the reason why he should go basin asina, so then you can't say that svar. We know how much he was worth. You know, a person when he's alive is worth at least a certain amount. He's worth at least a selat. Right? Tosfos says. So why the yarshim completely potter? Now the chayra. The Biskrov showed that Tosfos' kasha really is the Gemara's kasha nafchav. The Gemara said that as a shail of, let's say I'm doing me'el, let's say you evaluated him for no particular reason. Can you use that evaluation? So the Gemara says that Mishnah says that somebody who says dom yolai and then he dies, so the yarshim don't give anything, because ain't dumb lemesim. The Gemara brings a right that if you would say, I'm doing me'elov, stam evaluating a person with no reason, that's considered, oh, that is an umdana, and we go with that according to his value, even when he says d'me'olai, so he's automatically evaluated, because any person that's not worth at least abo azuzi. In other words, the Gemara is asking that we know in his lifetime that he's worth at least four azuzi. L'cholapachis. If umdana me'elov is considered an umdana, amdu me'el was an umdana, even though it wasn't made for the purpose of erchin, so then we should go with that, with the dalet zuzi. And me'ela, even if he dies, he shouldn't be potter. And still, that's the worst kasha. So why is the person potter? Because it was a nochs umdana. So l'chayra, this is the Gemara's kasha. What's Taiz asking Dafka and Rashi? From the Gemara, you see this kasha. You see that the guy has a certain value, and then he should have to pay a certain, at least amount that a live person is worth. So the Briskerov asked that L'chayr from that Gemara Gufa is a Kashan Taisvis. Because according to Taisvis that says that there's a Yalfusa, there's a Pasuk that says you go bus Shas Nasina, so what's the Gemara asking? That the Yarshim should have to pay at least Dalid, because a human being, a person's worth at least Dalid Zuzi Michayim, what's Nafkemina? The Maisa we learn from a Pasuk that you only pay according to the time of the Nasina, and since he died, the Shas Nasina wasn't worth anything. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? They should pay that amount. So the Biskrov explained that Shita Taisvis is not that the Pasuk tells us Dafke B'Shas Nesina. You know, Taisvis is saying that you need Omdin B'Shas Nesina because you need a Shuma. If you have the Chiyuv of Dam, and your Chiyuv is only Nigmar B'Shas a Shuma, when there's an evaluation. Usually B'Shas Nesina Samoyes, that's when you evaluate it. But the side is that the chiv is not nigmar until the shas hashuma. When Bezdin makes an evaluation, that's when the chiv is nigmar. And the pshat is because kozman, we don't know how much he's worth. There's no chiv. Only when it's inspired a certain shavius, then that's the chiv. That's the chiv to pay. So we don't care what you're worth for shas the neder, because the shas the neder wasn't yet nigmar the chiv. We don't know your value. Only the shas the shuma, it's nigmar the chiv. That's when you're mechir to pay. So the shas nesina is lavdafka. So if he's adding words, kash is gevaldik. That if Amdua me'elov is an umdana, the Gemara is asking, if a person who evaluates himself without, for the purpose of erech and stam, has a certain, that we know is value, that is considered that's considered a proper umdana, so then even if it was mez, but before he died, and was like, ilu to amdua me'elov, we know a person has at least the value of dalit zuzi, so he's amud va'aymed, he's already considered as if he had an umdana, so already was nigmar his chiyuv to give at least the dalit zuzi, and that's the amount that the yarshin should have to pay. So in other words, what's nafkamina that he died, and now he's has no shavius. What you need, if the shavius has not seen it, that means you have to have an evaluation, and that's when it's nigma the chiyav that you had. Because if I'm doing me elov, it's considered umdina. So even before he died, it's considered he already had an umdina, and merely has a value. If he has a value, that amount should be paid out by the yarshim. Elamai, umdua me'elov is not umdina, so there was never an umdina. If there's never an umdina, there's never a shuma. There's never a shavius. If there's never a shavius, it's not nigma the chiyav, and that's why the yarshim wouldn't have to pay anything at all. Further on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, the Gemara brings a brisa. Amamar roishay v'le roishay bechlal raglav v'le raglav bechlal. The Gemara is going on the din of pricha bekuloi that's said by negoyim. The halacha is if you have a nega, one of the maris negoyim, you go to the kohen is metameit, or at least puts it into hesker, and then if it's nige or basar, if the after a shavu, after a week, there's pisyain, it spreads, or there's a sar lavan, there's a white hair, or michya, there's a simoni tumah, then the kain is machl de nega. If the nega spreads, mi roishav yad raglov, to the whole person, that's a din of parach bekulai, and it's exeris hakosuv that the nega is tohar. The Braisa says only up until Roshay or up until Raglay. Roshay is not Bechlal, and Raglay is not Bechlal. The Gemara says, Minolon, how do we know that? Iboy say, Mashani simonim de gufay mi simonim de Roshay. Iboy say, Melchomari ene akain. The first Teret sounds like that simonim that are on the body, that's Nigi or Basar, are totally in Seir Lovon and Pisyain, and simonim de Roshay, also totally in Pisyain, but it's totally in the Seir Tzoha of a golden hair. Since the simonim are not the same, the din of Pricha Bekula is only in the Guf and not on the Rosh. And the Iboyseim is Chomari Ene Akoin, whatever you're able to see. And you can't see L'chari the Reglayim. The Svasemis is Mestapek if the two first Teretz of the Gemara, L'chari, is only answering Roshay, it's not answering Gufa, it's not answering Ragloy. The din of Pricha Bekula is only up until Roshay, not Roshay Bechlau, because the Simani Tum of Roshay of Nesakim is different than the Simani Tum of Gufay. And since it's not the same Simani Tumah, so the din Pricha Bekula does not include Roshay. But the Chayr Ragloy should be included, unless it's a din that just like Roshay not, so too Ragloy not. And then maybe the second Teretz also, Mari Nekoin, if you can't see the Raglaim, then you can't see the Rosh either. Other tzad of Tzvasemis has is maybe that the two terutzim are speaking about two different things. The first teres is speaking about lafuke roishay, and the boyseima is speaking lafuke raglov, because raglov maybe is a din of beisastarim, because it can't see it, can't get to it, and therefore the din of prich, it's not makim, the din of pricha bekulei. But we'll see from Rashi that lachay Rashi understood that the first teres of the Gemara is going only on roishay. Rashi says that the reason why It's only ad roishay, but not roishay bichlal, because the simonim of gufa is different simonim de roishay, because simonim of the nigei or basa is totally in the seir lovan, and roishay is nida in the seir tzohav. Even though Rashi adds pisyain by or basa rishash rei ma'ir, that lachor pisyain is a simon tumah both by roishay and by gufa. So Rashi mefarish the first teretz like afuke roishay, but in the second teretz he boys emel chomari eni akoyin. Rashi says clearly veina yochel lirois beroish bnei sear uver regel ben etzba leetzba. Rashi understood the teretz of the Gemara is replying to why you don't need to be parach bekulai, that the nega should spread both the roishay and raglay. The achrayim are choiker in Rashi. What's the kavana of Rashi? Does Rashi mean to say that since you can't see Roshay with Neha Seir, you can't see it, it's here, there, and you can't see the regal Ben Etzba L'Etzba, so it has a din of Tumas Beis Asdorim, and Tumas Beis Asdorim, which is not visible, is not Mitame Binegoyim, or at least Nige or Basar, and therefore, the din of Parach Bekulai is to excluding these areas that are Tumas Beis Asdorim, not Mitame Binegoyim. Whatever is not Mitame Binegoyim is not included in the din of Meirash Raglagloi, that in order to Mitar, it has to be Parach Bekulai. So it's not an ikuv in the din of Pricha Bekulai, because it doesn't have a din Tumas Negoyim, because it's Tumas Beis Asdorim. That's one chat in Rashi, one way to understand Rashi. Or is Rashi saying that Avadit is Mitame Binegoyim? It's not because it's Tumas Beis Asdorim. But since it's Eni Yochel Lirois, you can't see the Roish Bnei Aseir, or you can't see the Regel Bnei Etzba LeEtzba, so it's not Ma'akev in the din of Pricha Bekulai. Because since the Torah says, L'chol Mare Eni HaKoin, the Torah says that the din of Pricha Bekulai is Miroish Vad Raglov, and L'chol Mare, whatever the Koin is able to see, since he's not able to see the Roish because of the Seir, and he's not able to see the Bnei Etzba LeEtzba, so that's not Nichlal in the din of Pricha Bekulai. It's Exeris HaKosev, the whole din Pricha Bekulai, that the Tzara spreads to the whole Guf, is that the Metzeres Tar is Exeris HaKosev. That din is even if it doesn't spread to the Rosh or to the Regel, because the Rosh and the Regel are not visible. But not because it's not Metam Minagoyim. Avad, it is Metam Minagoyim. But it's not Ikov, it's not Ma'akiv, it doesn't hold back the din of Parach Bekulai, and in Mele it'll be Tar. L'chaira, when Tosfos is Kasha, we see that Tosfos understood Rashi, that between that's boys and not Metam Minagoyim at all. Because Tosfos asks from a Gemara in Zvachim. The Gemara in Zvachim brings a memra from Nosim ben Avtulmois that said, "Minayin leprichu begodim shiv tahira." How do you know that there's a din of parach bekulai in Tumas Tzaras of begodim, just like by our basar? So the Gemara says, "Nema karachas begabachas bebegodim." It says, "Karachas begabachas bebegodim, v'nema karachas begabachas ba'adam." Mal halon, just like by Adam, parcha bekulei tar. There's exeris akosav of pricha bekulei that now the nega becomes tar if it spreads to the whole body. Afkan, so too by begodim, parcha bekulei is tar. And over there, the Gemara says, "V'hasam inolan d'chsim miroishav yad ragloi." How do you know that you have it also by karachsin gabachas a din of fricha bekuloi? That learned out from raglov, that just like beregel malhalon kulin hofach tohar pirish beregel afkan, so to beroish kulin hofach lovan is tohar. So Taisa says, oh, so you see that the din of teras of pricha bekuloi is shaykh in the regel also, because you learn out roish from regel. Now, l'chayra, what's Taisa's kasha on Rashi? Rashi could be saying that you're only excluding the roish and the regel from the din of pricha. But avada between the din of tumat teras applies to the roish in this form of nesakim and even applies to the reglayim, at least benatz bila etzba. He's not saying it's not matam bin agoyim. Roish is matam bin agoyim, even though you can't see it. It's matam bin nesakim. Nige nesek, the hair falls out and it has different simonitum. It's takatoli and a golden hair, but it's matam bin agoyim. So too reglayim also matam bin agoyim. So in Mela, it's not the membrane, the Gemara and Zvachim is according to Rashi Kri understood that both are metam bin egoim, but they're not metame the same as ur basar, and it's a din that you have to be able to, it has to be visible, so you can learn now prichav roish and prichav benatz bois. If there's a nega and it's parch b'chol aguf, then it'll be tar. It's not like it has the same din of parch b'kule, that's tar. Why can't you learn out roish from regolim? There is tumas teras. It's mashman toisus, the understood in Rashi that the benatz bois is b'chlal not metame negoim. And that's what he's asking, that how could the Gemara learn out Pricha Bekula in the Roish from Reglayim if there's no, according to Rashi, there's no Tumas Taras in the Reglayim. There's no Tumas Taras at all. So then what's the Drasha? The Tais L'Chayr understood in Rashi that Bechlal there's no Tumas Negayim in the Reglayim. And Azayis Medaiktis Vasemes from Taisvis. But from Reb Elchanan, brought down the Shittim Kabetzes, we see a different understanding. That Al Karchach, Kavan of Rashi, and that's how he learns Lamaisa, is that the reason why the din of parach bekule doesn't have to be in the roish and the regel is not because they're not metam bin egoim. Avada they're metam bin egoim. It's exeris hakosav l'chol mari eni hakoin. Because he answers on Tosfos kasha that we could, the Gemara over there in Zvachim, which learns out roish from regel, as follows. He says, ki heche de chalukim raglov mikol aguf, shim parach bekol aguf b'le raglov detar, just like there's a din of pricha bekuloi on any nega that's on the body, that it doesn't have to be pireach to the roish or to the regel, hochinami in parach bekol, and it'll still be tar, hochinami in parach bekol raglov b'le shar haguf tar, so too if it was pireach in the whole regel, that means if you have a nega in the regel, and it's spread out to the whole regel, it'll also be tar. That means that the Rechonon understood in the Kasha, in Taisus Kasha, he understood that the site of the din of Pricha Bekuloi is only in a place which is seen, which is visible, which is near it. And therefore he understood that a nega being etzba and etzba is not shaykh to the din of Parach Bekuloi Tar, because it's not a mokum which is the Mayan Akain. And therefore he asks in the Gemara Zvachim that says you learn nega bereishai, karachs and gabachas, if it's Parach Bekuloi it's Tar, from that a nega and beraglov in Parach Bekuloi Tar. Because the chayro, a nega in a place which can't be seen, there's no din of Parach Bekuloi. And here we see that a nega and raglov, it does help Parach Bekuloi to metire it. But his teretz is that the aside of the din of parach bekuloi is that even if it's in a place which is not marrying a kohen, it could have the din of parach bekuloi. But it only has to be pireach bekuloi to a place which you could see in order to be tar. In other words, you let the nega in the guf, in order to be tar as din of parach bekuloi, it only has to be pireach to anywhere which is visible, which is the whole body, lafuke roish and raglov. Raglov is like a guf acher, like a separate entity. And in order, therefore, to be tar pireach bekuloi, it's enough to be pireach bechol aguf where the nega is. You don't have to be pireach also in the regel. That's like a guf acher. But a nega in the regel could also become tar aide pireach bekuloi. And adrab over there, in order to become tar, as the exeris akas of pireach bekuloi, it doesn't have to spread in the body. It's enough to be pireach only in the regel. Because the regel is a separate entity. And now it's going to have a din of parach bekuloi in the regel to become tar. Just like a nega in the guf becomes tar if it's pireach bekuloi in the whole guf, even though it's not pireach in the regel, so too, because the regel is like a guf acher, so too, if it's a neg in the regel and it's pireach in the whole regel, then it becomes tar. And in the middle, that's the drush of the Gemara in Zvachim, that it says, karachas and gabachas ba'odam, just like over there, parach bekuli is tar, so too by begodim, and how do you know karachas and gabachas? Because it says, reish v'ad raglov, just like regel, hafach, kule hafach, lovin is tar, meaning in the regel itself, it's tar pricha bekuloi, so too in the Rosh itself, pricha bekuloi is tar. And that's his words. Hachinami in parcha bechol raglav beloi shar aguf, then it's tar. So lefi this understanding, Rabbi Chanan, it's clear that the Gemara's second teretz, Iboisem el chomari eni akoyin, is not saying that it's not shayach tumas negoyim in the Rosh and the regal. Even in Benites boys, avada shayach tumas regalim, tumas negoyim. It's just that legabe the din of parach bekuli of nigei or basar in the guf of the mitzayra, it doesn't have to spread to Rosh and regal. You can have the din of parach bekuli without Rosh and regal. And agav, we see a gevaldik achidish from the Gemara's Vachim that you can have a separate din of parach bekuloi mitzad the regal itself. If there's a din, if there's a neg in the regal and it's parach bekuloi, then in the regal, then it's also tar. Lemaisa, the Shita Mekabetzes argues in this teretz of Rabbi Chanan, and he says that avada the different pshat now Gemara says that the Mishnah says in the goyim and daf in perik vav that which are the mekaymis in the adam that are not ma'akev the din of haifech kulei lavon, and one of them is the kafa regal. The bottom of the foot, it's not metame. See, he says that it says now Gemara parach bekulai is tahar, and if it's not, even though it's not parach beraglov, it's because the neg and the regal is not metame. In order for the have the din of parach bekulai to be tahar, it's enough to be pireach to spread in any place which is roy v'tumas negoyim. That's what the Mishnah is saying, and the regal is not a place which is roy v'tumas negoyim, and therefore it's not ma'akev the din of parach bekulai. And why is that? Because the kafa regal, the Rash learns the kafa regal is considered beis hastarim. So mele, it's not ma'akev din of pricha bekulai. And that we said it over there, the Gemara in Zvachim, that you learn out karachs and gabachas from the regal, that's not talking about the kafa regal. The kafa regal tak is not ma'akiv. It's talking about the other part of the regal. The other part of the regal, which is yes mitame, then in echanami, you can have, is also included in the din of parach bekulai. His words are that the bottom of the regal is considered beis hastarim, because Adam is doirech alav, steps on it, mechuset tamid, and v'had the kamar och, and that it says now gemara v'le ragel v'chmal, hainut means the kafa regal, that's what it means now gemara, the kafa regal is not included, that's not ma'akiv in the dinner, prich v'kulay, v'hai de kamar hosim, and the gemara in zvachim, my ragel of parch v'kulay tar, hainu beresha al ragel of, it means on top of the leg, shein parch v'kulay tar. So that's how he's miyashev, the steer between our sugya, our gemara, and the gemara's vachem. But clearly that's not like Rashi, because Rashi says that now gemara, the regal is not ma'akev, it doesn't say it means the bottom, the kafa regal. Rashi says of regal bein etzba le etzba, not the kafa regal. So either Rashi understood the etzba le etzba is also beis hastarim, that was one side, it's not matami, that's a tais understood Rashi, that's where we're coming out. Or Rashi understood bein etzba le etzba is, since it's not nira, that's also not ma'akev in the din of parach bekulai. Now finally, there's a clear Rabbeinu Gershom that understood in the Gemara that the teretz of L'chol Ma'ar Eini HaKoyin, which excludes Rosh V'Ragloi, is definitely Exeris HaKosuv in the din of Parach Bekulai. He says, Rosh V'Rosh V'Chlal Ad Raglav L'Raglav V'Chlal Mishun Nechsiv L'chol Ma'ar Eini HaKoyin V'Rosh V'Raglav Einon Niskorin B'Yachad V'Skir Achas. Rosh and Raglav cannot be seen in one shot. You can't see the whole person, Rosh and Raglav, in one look. So since it can't be seen by the Kohen in one vision, in one seeing, one looking, so therefore that's not ma'akev in the din of parach bekulai. Parach bekulai will be tar even without reaching the Rosh or the regal. So then it's clear, according to Rabbeinu Gershom, that the Gemara is not saying that it's not matam benegoyim. The Gemara is saying it's because Rosh and Ragloi cannot be seen at the same exact time, and it's nismait, it's excluded from the Xeris HaKosev L'chol Mare Enei HaKoyin. Again, Rashi's definitely not learning like Rabbeinu Gershom, because Rashi says that the reason why Rosh is nismait because you can't see it ne'aser, and the reason why regal is nismait is because benetzba le'etzba. Rashi doesn't say because you can't see the Rosh and the regal at the exact same time. And we're still left with this shaila in Rashi, if Rashi means a still exeris hakosev, like the way Rabbeinu Gershom understood, and the way the Vilchon understood is exeris hakosev, that if it's not able to be seen, either not basachas or bechlal, the way Rashi says, because it's covered by the here or by the ben etzba le etzba, therefore it's not ma'akim pricha bekulai, or does Rashi mean, the way Tais understood Rashi, that it's a chisarn in tumas beis hastarim, it's not metam in the goyim bechlal. The next Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Shana Amur bekachim, a year in kachim, Shana Amur bater ichayma, shtei shanim, and Sheish Shanim Shabbat Evid Ivri, Vichain Shabbat Shabbat Bas, Kulan Meisleis. All these Shana that says by Kodshim and by Bat Yerchaim 1 year and 2 years by Steachuza 6 years of an Eved Ivri and Ben Bas, all them is Meis Leis. And the Gemara brings Mekaris, Shana Mur, Bekodshim in Olin, Mavacha, Mayankim, Makro, Kevis, Men Shnosai, Shnosai Shaloi, Veloi Shel, Minyan Oilam. It has the Shana of the year goes according to when it's born a full year and not according to the Minyan Oilam, not according to Rosh Hashanah. Tosis asks that Gemalik Akasha, what need a pasuk for? It can't be that you go bas minyan oilam, because you go bas minyan oilam. How could you bring carbon tamid on Rosh Hashanah if it was born before Rosh Hashanah? As soon as it enters Rosh Hashanah, it's already 2 years old, and it says keves ben shana. It has to be a year old within the year. It can't be over a year for it to be kosher a carbon tamid. If it's born on Rosh Hashanah itself, it's mechus zman. So it's clear that it has to be that the Shana doesn't mean Shanasai Shaloi. It definitely means it doesn't mean Shana Shemini Oilam, it means Shana Shaloi. So why does Gemara need a pasuk for it? Tosfos answers, the lav hochi, if not for the pasuk, le'aminim be'im me'ez le'ez, kidis le'kamon of Herik Basra. The Kivager in the Tshuva and Sima Kuf Tzadikei explains what's the kavan of Tosfos. That Avada Misvara, we know that it has to be Shnosei and not Shnas Oilam, because otherwise you can't find the carbon tub in Rosh Hashanah. But how would you know that the Shana is measured Me'es Leis? Like the Gemara says, Leim, Naflam and Aleph, and Aleph, and Bati Orichoima. That even if you know Basa Shnosei, you need another Pasig to tell us Me'es Leis. So that's what the Gemara means, that the Pasig is really coming to teach us that it's Me'es Leis. And once you know that it's Me'es Leis, you know automatically that you go Basa Shnosei the day. Betz Mekvega adds, and he says the Tosfos' whole kasha was only according to Rameir. There's a machlokes if you hold Yom Echad B'Shana is considered a Shana, or Lamed Yom B'Shana is Chosh B'Shana. According to Eliezer, who holds Lamed Yom B'Shana is Chosh B'Shana, so then you could find a carbon tamid on Rosh Hashanah within the first year. If it's Nailed within 30 days of Rosh Hashanah, it's still cold within his first year. So Tosfos never asked according to that Mad Omar. The Tosfos' whole kasha is only according to a mayor that holds Yom Echad B'Shana is Chosh B'Shana. So then if it's born the day before Rosh Hashanah, on Rosh Hashanah it's already considered year number 2 and it's possible the carbon tamid. Elamai, Shnosei means Shnosei Shaloi and not Shnosei Minyan Oilam. That's what Tosfos' kasha was. That why do we need a pasuk for that? And that Tosfos answers that according to a mayor, the pasuk is not only teaching us the din of Me'es Leis, that you count according to the hour when it's born. And that our Gemara Darshan's Shnosei V'loi Shnosei Shal Minyan Oilam, that's only according to Rabbi Eliezer, holds that Lamin Yeh B'Shana is Chosher B'Shana. Mikveger says, Lefi Zeh is Miyush of another Kasha. Because the Gemara says in Zvachim Daf Chofhei, Zois Oimeres Shois Hours Paisis B'Kodshim. L'Chayra, why do you have to bring a Rai from Pasuk over there? That Hours Pasuk in Kodshim, it's clear from our Pasuk of Shnosei. Lefi, what we're saying now, it's very Gishmak, because the whole Din, that it's proven that it means Shnosei Shaloi, not Shnosei Shaminyan Oilam, because otherwise you wouldn't be able to bring carbon tamid on Rosh Hashanah, is only according to a mayor that holds Yom Echad B'Shana is Chosh B'Shana. So then the pasuk is only for Meis Leis. But according to Eliezer, that holds that Shloishim Yom B'Shana Chosh B'Shana, so you take any the pasuk legufay that Shnosei V'Shnas Oilam, we wouldn't know Shois Pais the Mekotchim, and that's Pshat Nigamara in Zvachim. On the Etzem Din of the Gemara that requires Meis Leis, we find the Machlekes Rishonim. Tosfos and later on Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, the Maskil Miyem Liyem says that only Bati Orechema requires that it should be Meis Leis Leshois. Not only in days, but also in hours. Over there, the Torah is Megala, it has to be Meis Leis Mamish to the hour, to the minute. But in everything else, you don't require Meis Leis Leshois. And our Bryce it says Meis Leis Miyem Liyem, it means Miyem Liyem, it doesn't mean Dafka Leshois. Tosfos Be'os is Mashma, that all the dinim require Meis Leis also Leshois, and not only for the day, because you learn out from Bati Orechema. Lamaisa Yedua, that the Mishnah Melech, the Nechus Ishas Perek Beis Lachav Aleph, Kler, and anything that has to do with years, does it require Shanim Shlemis Meis Leis Mamish, to the hour, or not exactly to the hour? It needs Shanim Shlemis, but not to Mamish to the minute. For example, by us, it speaks about if you mocha bias in Rosh Chodesh Nissen towards the evening, can you be goyel in Rosh Chodesh Nissen towards the Erev? It could be neat, exactly Meis Leis. This is totally l'chari, the Machlokes Rishonim we just mentioned. But the Mishnah Melech says, what about the age of a katan or a ketana? we say ben tes shanav yemecha or ben yin gimel shanav yemecha or bas yud beis yemecha, doesn't mean that as soon as it enters that day, it already hits, it's the shear, it's already ben yud gimel shanim, or does it require to have him be meis la'es from the time of the leida, from the time when the person was born? Is medayik from Rashi in the sugya that says the gabi in yishanim shal beinu bas la'erchen, Rashi says oisa yoyim va'oisa shal l'shana habo, which is mashma than anything which is mentioned in this sugya, that you don't go after the shnei sa'olim, you go after the shnasi d'day, it's meis la'es, it's to the shah, it's mamish exact. So l'choy l'fizeh, he wants the taina that the gadlus of a katan is also totally in meis la'es and not the minyan ayom. It has to be exactly that minute to the minute of when he was born. Lamaisid is a she'iltais in the end of Pashim Chukaisai, and that's a chacha to this shita that also learns like that. If you have to go ahead and calculate to the minute and not to the day. Lamaisid of Marsham says the sveka the dina if you need meis leis or not, and he says yesh nogu machmas kains, because of that some have a minig when they have a child to write down exactly when he was born, to the hour. And then you should be choshish to when he's to when he comes by mitzvah, they should put tefillin exactly that time to the hour and that day. Because until then, he's not a bar mitzvah bacher. We don't go with the day, we go with the hour. So if let's say he was born 2 o'clock in the afternoon, so exactly 13 years later, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, that day, then it's by mitzvah. Till before that, he's takanat a gadol. He wasn't mechuyev in tefillin. Now he's mechuyev in tefillin. He has to put on tefillin in the afternoon after that time. But the Shach Yedua in Choshim Mishpah and Simlam and Hey argues and says you don't have to mashlim the you don't need meis leis exactly. He says ain't tzorach lashmos hashoyis adaleda. Magen Avraham passes like that, and the Mishmur brings it that you don't have to wait exactly to the minute. You only wait to the beginning of that day, and that's the minig olam that even those that lay tefillin on the day of the bar mitzvah, they don't wait till the hour of when the child was born meis leis. Right away in the morning, it's already enough to put on tefillin. He's considered bar mitzvah. In the Tshuvas Abach, they had a shaila on a child that was born Rish Chedesh Teves. His bar mitzvah was Rish Chedesh Teves, the Yom Rishon of Rish Chedesh Teves. He's able to daven Mayav, let's say, Leil Shabbos. He's Mayach, and he says, oh, has old Tshuva, and he's Mechiach, that you don't need Yud Gimel Shana Me'es Le'es. All you need to have is that on that day, is the day of his 13th day, and that's fine. You don't need to have Me'es Le'es. It means a raya, from what it says in the Droshes Maril, in Ilchas Tefillah. It says over there that a nar that became bar mitzvah, became 13 years old on Shabbos, he can't be a shliach tzibur that night, the Leil Shabbos. Even though we're meisif v'chayel l'kodesh erev Shabbos, that's because of the ma'ala k'tush sayayim, but you can't be meisif on the days of the child. And since you daven ma'ariv and erev Shabbos, you should daven void, you should daven before it's nacht, before it turned dark, and towards after plag, so he can't be a shliach tzibur. So it's clear the Maril, there's a Bach, beautiful raya, the Maril, that the only problem was because the tefillah wasn't by Yom. That's why this child couldn't be a shliach tzibur. But if the tefillah would be balayla, if they actually would have daven Mayriv, Leil Shabbos, Kodesh, by night, so then that would be okay. It's not exactly Mesle, it's not a problem. It's only a problem if it's by Yom, because it's not really before his day, and because Maisim Mechel HaKedesh doesn't help you for the Yom of the Bar Mitzvah. But otherwise, you could. Kemitzah Yom, Skekula, you don't need, you give a Shonim, Meis Leis, Nirma brings it to Maril. And the Mishmur Tachet Passons like that, La Locha, that you don't need to have Meis Leis from the Zman of the Bar Mitzvah, and all you need is that Yom. And that's Reib Gedeli Apoiskin, there's no Machetim Machmir of Bar Mitzvah Meis Leis. Even though in the Mayanim Zmanim, he says he brings from one of the Gdeli Achrayim that the child was born towards close to 3 o'clock in the morning, and Amud HaShachar was at 3:30, and the father waited up a whole night, and he woke up a child in order to be awake during that time, so he should be able to say Krishma a second time, say Krishma Shalarvis. In other words, he wasn't yet bar mitzvah until 3, he was choshev that shita, and it's still the nacht, so he's mechuyev say Krishma Shalarvis midei raisa. So he wasn't yaitze kriyashma with chilas halayla. He was still a cotton. He wasn't a gadol. And he has to say kriyashma. But then at 3 o'clock, that was one of the gedolim were machmir on the shita. But Reva Paiskim hold of that we don't go with me'ez la'ez. Just want to end. There's a very interesting Chuvisim Kivager that's negay this shaila of me'ez la'ez. Somebody sent him a shaila. A child was born on a Thursday, 2:30 in the afternoon. And Nebuch, 4 weeks later, they're waiting to make a pinyan ben. And the last day, the Yom left Yom Lamed Aleph was Shabbos, and the child Nebuch was nifter on the 12 o'clock in the afternoon on Yom HaShabbos. So he paskin that the mechuyev opinion aben because yom haShabbos is yom lamed aleph, and mixas yom kikulos. He's ready mechuyev. He's ready. He came out of the day 30, and he's yom lamed aleph. He's mechuyev opinion aben. You don't do it because it's Shabbos, but now he's mechuyev. He was nifter, but he was mechuyev ready beforehand. And others argued and said, no, you have to have shleishim yom leim meis leis, and it wasn't his man of pidyon unless he would have lived until 2:30. He didn't live till 2:30, which is when he was born. So it's not a full meis leis. And he sent the child to Rav Kivager. Rav Kivager said, Allah avad is in pidyon aben. You're not mechashiv shoyz. You don't say meis leis mamish. And avada, they was right. He passed incorrectly that the mechuyev in pidyon aben. And he says, even though you can't say they only find meis leis by kachim and bati arichayma, because like we said mentioned earlier, that's totally in the machleks rishayim. Tosis in Erchin daf lamed aleph later on brings two shitas, even though the Bach and the Taz and the Magen Rambam mentioned all said you could have ma'ariv a katan could have ma'ariv when he's on the 13th day, b'chilas halayla. So that's a chayy rai that we don't go with meis leis, but he says it's not a rai from there because that's only in drabanan. And in drabanan can be same with the paiskin, you don't mean meis leis. But could be takatim waiti achirim in kiddush or birchas hamazon where it's a day raisa, could be taka would need meis leis. But the ma'aseh he says he comes out reva poiskim was facing the vreim that you don't need meis leis and you say mechanos poiskim even in day raisa, even though maybe a tzad is mefalpul, maybe the tzad opinion event to be different in waiti moment. The ma'aseh is masik that also you don't need meis leis. And the male that therefore the opinion of ben you would have to make opinion over in that case even though it wasn't a full meis leis of 31 days.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekayimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.